Maggie Tootle took HRT for 15 years and suffered many of these side effects. She's a lifetime campaigner for the rights of women, and for years now she's been helping other women cope with the adverse effects from the drug HRT.
I had a miscarriage. I lost a baby when in my mid-30s, and I didn't get my period, so the doctor decided I was menopause, and so he put me on HRT. From the very first day, it was like someone was pounding my head with a hammer. And this went on. I went back to the doctors, and he said, well, we'll put you on another one. And so over the years, I went on so many different forms of HRT. Now, I haven't had a hysterectomy, nothing like that. So it's pills and patches. I didn't have the implants, thank goodness, because they're more dangerous. Because you can never take those things out, and they go on working for years as well. So over the 15 years, I'd had unnecessary operations. I had problems with my eyes, my teeth. I couldn't walk. I got severe osteoporosis, which I've now reversed, thank goodness, and I have the proof of that. But I had so many illnesses. One time I couldn't breathe, I was gasping for air, they rushed me into the hospital, and what they did was to, they said, oh, your airways are blocked up. So they performed an operation of which, to this day, I still can't blow my nose. I got a cough. It's ridiculous how I've been left. But, you know, from what I've suffered, is nothing compared to the thousands of women who contacted me, Helen. It's very, very sad. You hear men and children crying on the telephone. I know it's the new drug my mother's been put on. How can I get my wife back, say some men. They're crying, Helen. And you know, of all the campaigns I've run for women, this has been the hardest to bear. And I used to cry. I just cried. Well, I didn't know what to do to help the women. But I started to collate all the side effects that was coming in. And I knew that it was the drug then. I just knew. The pharmaceutical companies have tried to stop me in their way. I've had a lot of backlash thrown at me and what have you. And in the early days, Heart Foundation, Osteoporosis Society and so forth, all said she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's not a medical person. But by God, I did. And then with all the thousands of women, we fought, Ellen, and we got the truth out.
The truth about the lives of the women like Maggie who have suffered from the use and abuse of HRT are documented in a book by Martin Walker called HRT, License to Kill and Maim.
Well, you have in this book. It's wonderful. And I mean, it's interesting because when HRT has been found to increase the risk of breast cancer, heart disease and blood clots, however, there's all these other side effects that you're talking about that women and the general public doesn't even know about. So they're sort of autoimmune type diseases. I mean, why do these occur after taking HRT?
Because HRT actually changes the DNA in the body. You see, if you've got about 100 hormones in the body, and they have to work together, and if you start putting estrogen or progesterone or a different hormone,
any
chemically made hormone, it's going to change the woman's body.
And it obviously does. I mean, you know, the book talks about various women. Shirley's problem was with her thyroid. She'd already been on thyroxine, which is the hormone you take for hypothyroidism. And then she got into real big problems because apparently by taking out HRT, you then need more thyroxine. And of course, the doctors didn't know this, or if they did, they didn't tell her. And she got really sick.
Yeah, but then because the doctors didn't know, I mean, Shirley is one of my ladies on the database who has actually gone on to research. You know, they're all doing different things, let's say. Shirley went on to research after contacting the helpline, finding out what was what. Then she went on to research it. Now, every letter she writes by hand. And it's because of Shirley, Wyeth have had to change the information, the leaflets that they send out to say that, yes, that HRT does interfere with the thyroid. But then again, if I come back to myself, I was prescribed thyroxine, 100 milligrams a day, and they said you'd be on it for life. But I came off of it. When I stopped HRT, I stopped that as well. So Shirley has gone on, and it's wonderful what she's done.
So it obviously interferes a lot with thyroid function, of which a lot of women are suffering anyway.
Well, that's right. But I came off of it, and I mean, I've got myself well. I couldn't walk. I had to have a therapist come three times a week to my home to massage all the muscles and to get my body going again. But Shirley has done wonderful. Ross is another lady. Ross has done fantastic research, and Ross has researched into the implants. Ross has got her jaws have all grown.
Acromegaly.
That's right. She's got all the forensic tests as well. And it's happening to a lot of women, but because they're not having the test done, they don't really know, you see. I mean, again, I had terrible problems with all my teeth. So, you see, with what I had suffered over the 15 years, the women could all relate to me, especially when I went on TV and did a TV show or radio show. I mean, the pains in... One of the big things is the pain in the neck and the shoulders. Terrible pain, severe pain. And don't forget that HRT, the estrogen, goes into the spine, which is your central nervous system, going into the head. Mm-hmm. And it's the headaches, the loss of memory. I could drive my car in North London, and it's like a split second that I've woken up driving my car. I'm in South London. Very, very dangerous stuff. And it's been around since, well, Martin says in the book, since 1940.
Before the Second World War ended.
Yeah, but in actual fact, the research I have, they've started using it, estrogen, well before the war, well before the war.
And they've known that it's been a problem and that it's been causing increased risks of breast cancer.
Yeah, but there's the other things as well. Again, all the women coming through the database, I have women who are now have epilepsy. A lot of women have all this shaking in the body, and then the doctors are wrongly prescribing and saying, oh, she's got Parkinson's. And so they give them another drug for Parkinson's. And women are being wrongly diagnosed because the doctors will not collate all what we women are saying, because they say, oh, you're only anecdotal. Well, we could say that about the scientists, because we don't know if the drug trials are correct or not. But we know out here because we are the ones who are given the drugs.
Martin Walker blends the women's stories with the history of the menopause industry.
Well, if you think about it, Helen, a lot of people don't think about it, and that is that we have so many of the baby boomers, let's say. I mean, there's big things going on the TV, on the news at the moment about the baby boomers. We have in the world more elderly people than young people. So, and they're complaining about, oh, the elderly people are costing so much money to look after and things like that. So why are they prolonging our lives? What are they doing for the men?
Well, women have been the victims of the drug companies and the doctors for a long time. The whole menopause myth. What is menopause but a natural stage we're going through?
Well, that's right. I've got an auntie who's nearly 100 years of age, and she said, well, I never, ever took anything for menopause, dear, never. And most of my friends, we just sailed through it. I mean, the contraceptive pill is identical to HRT. And not a lot of people are aware of that. And of course, we've got so much cancer out there now. When before the 60s, when did you have all this cancer around? In young women, it's very high, the cancer, breast cancer. It's the estrogen. But then also, I mean, I'm linked up with all the organizations. You've got all these babies born to women on the pill who have got genital defects, or little boys born without hips. There's so much going on in the women, in the young women and the older women. Plus the fact, Helen, that when I took all those thousands of phone calls, and literally there were thousands of phone calls, I questioned every woman. Was you on the contraceptive pill? Yes. Some would say yes, but only for whatever time, you know. But again, it stays in the system. It's changing the woman's body. So women are getting fibroids. They're getting early menopause. They're getting cancer. A lot of them are having hysterectomies, all from the estrogen in the contraceptive pill. But then, you know, it goes on to HRT. Mm. It's a lead-up. It's a follow-up. So they're making billions of dollars out of women's bodies. But everybody's got to say, but why are they doing this? Well, going back to 1995 in November, when all my hair fell out and my eyebrows and everything, I was seeing an endocrinologist in Harley Street, and she'd put me on testosterone. Now, I didn't know that what she'd put me on was testosterone. And I was very lucky that I went to my local pharmacist with the prescription, and he said, Maggie, is this for you? And I said, yes. Why, Mohammed? He said, phew. He said, if you take this, you'll end up like me. And I said, what do you mean like you? Well, he had a beard and he was bald.
Testosterone.
Yeah. That's right. But then again, coming through the helpline, what is better than a helpline is to hear, you know, the truth of what drugs women are on. So there was a lot of other women coming through who was on testosterone as well as HRT. So we were on trials and didn't know. And this doctor in Harley Street, £100 a time by private insurance was paying to her, and she'd put me on a trial, and it's a drug that wasn't even on the market. Mm. Then I had women coming through who were being prescribed Viagra at the same time as they were on HRT. And the amount of different drugs that women were on, it was incredible what was happening to them. And Helen, it's still happening to them.
Mm.
They're still being prescribed HRT. But most important, I think, at the end of the day, women come off of HRT. Then they start getting the hot flushes. So then they'd phone me up and say, Maggie, do we get two menopauses in our life? And I'd say, why? Tell me. Well, we went through menopause. Fine. Okay, we didn't take anything. Then the doctor put us on HRT. I'd come off of the drug. Now I've got this terrible flushing in my body and sweating, and I don't know what to do. And this is why, Helen, a lot of women will go back on HRT because they can't cope with these hot sweats. But what they need to do, and so many women have got well, is if you stop HRT, you must clean your liver. You can do that with something called milk thistle. Or, I mean, I started to drink pure lemon juice because I've got the research on lemons from, I knew this from a long time ago, actually, and it was a gut instinct that I just drank lemon juice. Lemons is the highest in vitamin C. It builds up your immune system. It gives you, it's the highest in vitamin C, and it cleans the liver. Now, every woman coming off of HRT has got to clean the liver. Also, I have a letter from the MCA, the Medicine Control Agency here in England, which says HRT depletes the body of the B vitamins. Can you imagine that? Where is that documented? Anyway, we have so much research, Helen. Because of the helpline, I actually became the main helpline. Whereas they had all put me down back in 1995, we go now to the year 2000, 2001 and 2, I became the national helpline here in England, Scotland and Wales for the National Health Service. The stroke units, hospitals were calling me. Doctors' surgeries were handing out my info. I couldn't afford to run it anymore, so I lost my home. I was in debts of £180,000, but I've paid it all back, and here I am again with a helpline set up.
It's amazing, Maggie, what you've done. We need to talk about this trust that women have in their doctors that's allowed this to happen, or is continuing to allow it to happen, because as the book documents, many of the women knew there was something wrong, but then returned to the doctors who said, no, it's not the HRT, and they continued to take the drug, but they really were very convinced that it was HRT that was causing their problems.
Well, when I go back to myself being on HRT for 15 years, yes, I mean, I was one of those women that they kept changing me from one drug to another and in complete denial that it was a drug. But do the doctors really know? I don't think they do. How can one GP know everything there is about all the thousands of different drugs on the market? Mm. They can't, Helen. This is the funniest thing, Helen, that my private doctor who put me originally on HRT and told me it would keep me young, I didn't want to stay young because, you know, I just wanted to know what was wrong with me. But he said, you will stay young and it's very good for the heart, and he told me all these things. 15 years later, he saw me in the street. He said, oh, Maggie, by the way, he said, Sandra, that's his wife, Sandra is coming to menopause. What do you advise that she takes? He bloody well put me on HRT all those years. He was the one who used to send me all the time to Harley Street to see all the doctors. But anyway, when I appeared on TV for the first time in the January, they did the show in December, put it out in the beginning of January. That's when all the women started to contact me. And what the main words always was, is that Maggie Tuttle from the helpline? Yes. Do you know, I thought I was the only one suffering. I thought I was going mad. And those words always came from the women. Thank God I can communicate with someone.
Yeah. So you had about 10,000 respondents via
your... No, I had 11, actually.
11,000. So it's at least 11,000 women out there that are suffering these effects from taking HRT.
No, a lot of them got well. A lot of them came off of HRT. Majority of them came off of HRT. They did clean their liver. They did help themselves with the alternative medicine. You've got to be careful when you take that as well. But we will never, ever be 100% well again. I mean, today, I'm out in the town, and my whole system went down. They said, after 15 years, they said to me, oh, you have ME, you have hepatitis B, your white blood cells are higher than the red, and you have severe osteoporosis. I still have the breathing problem, which a lot of women get. So we'll never be well, but at least we have a life now. Mm. Before, we never had a life. I think what we have to do is, there are thousands and thousands worldwide of women's organizations. I think we need to be one voice. We need to become one, and we need to stand up against the industry and basically against men. We need to be a powerful voice, especially for the women in the third world countries who don't have a voice as such. I promised all the women, I'll get a book out. I promise you I will.